But hearing that Archelaus reigned in Judea, he was afraid to go thither. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Dear children, Christmas is usually such a joyous feast, but on this first Friday, when we commemorate our Lord's shedding of his precious blood on the cross, I want to mention or tell you something about sadness or maybe not so joyful aspects of Christmas time. Of course, as we saw yesterday, Christmas time also shows us the massacre of the holy innocents and then holy families' flight to Egypt, and how horrified Saint Joseph must have been when he learned of Herod's cruel plan to kill baby Jesus. Baby Jesus, all that Saint Joseph treasured most, he was in danger of death. Saint Joseph did not hesitate a moment, but he rose up at once in the middle of the night and, fetching his donkey, placed upon it Mary and her child. Then he hastened off, walking by their side, so as to get as soon as possible out of the power of Herod. The Holy Family traveled through the Arabian desert. The journey was 200 miles, and it was full of difficulties and dangers, which arose from the lack of water and from the attacks of robbers and wild beasts. But in their love of Jesus, Joseph and Mary thought but little of their difficulties and the dangers, and they went on their way full of patience and submission to God's will. When we think of Christmas, we can think that it was the will of God that Jesus should be born on this as a great Christmas gift to us and to mankind. But it was also the will of God that one day he would grow and become a victim, someone who would make good again all the evil deeds of cruel men. When a Holy Family, when they were in flight in Egypt, they had to live away, far away from their home. But then they finally heard that this evil king was dead. And then an angel appeared to Saint Joseph and told him to take Mary and Jesus and return to Israel, because now that evil king was not alive anymore. And this they did. But when they arrived, they noticed that more sin and more dangers awaited them at home. Saint Joseph heard that Herod's equally cruel son, named Archelaus, he was now reigning in Israel, and he was afraid to return to Bethlehem or Jerusalem, and so the Holy Family settled to live in a distant town of Nazareth to fulfill the prophecies. So you see, children, Christmas can be thought also in a way of a combination of joy and sorrow. We see also very clearly this in the Feast of Epiphany. The sadness of Christmas and Epiphany is shown in the fact that on the Feast of Epiphany, the pagan nations and their kings, they showed homage to the newborn Savior of the world. But his own nations, a nation, the chosen nation of God, the Israelites, they had first refused to give shelter to Joseph and Mary, and then its nation's own rulers had sought to kill this newborn Savior. When thinking of today's gospel, I started to think one very popular Finnish Christmas song. It is very short, only two verses, and it takes about 2 minutes to sing it. but in those two verses, the song covers the life of our Savior from his birth all the way to Good Friday, when he will die and shed his blood for us. The first verse describes how Mary took her son after his birth, and how she is anxious and worried because it is such a shivering, cold night. But Mary also has tears in her eyes because she knows that this world, where King Herod has murdered and massacred all the innocent babies, this world is much, much more cold than even the most freezing place on earth. And the second verse puts these words in Mary's mouth: "O my dear son, you have loved the world so much. Are they now going to prepare a cross for you? How cold, cold is this world?" Dear children, it was because of evil people why our Lord had to suffer throughout his whole life. He was born in shivering cold, and then he had to flee with his foster father and with his mother to a foreign pagan land, while his own nation's king was cruelly massacring innocent babies. And when he finally got back, he had to live life of exile in a very distant village of Nazareth. And when he grew up to become a man, his own nation would turn away from him. And even worse than that, they prepared a cross for him so that they would give him the greatest humiliation: first the desertion, then torture, and then the death. So life of our Lord was truly a suffering from the first instant when he was born. Those of you who have read my story collection know that the title story tells about the charcoal burner named Peter Monk, who for money and fame sells his heart and receives a stone-cold heart in return, and is transformed into a cruel and cold shell of his former self. It's truly that way with every sinful man. They have deserted baby Jesus. They have deserted the Savior and have received a stone-cold heart in return. But even though Christmas is a mixed bag of joyfulness and sorrow, and most of all when we think of Christmas, when we think the joys of Epiphany, we can think that Christ was born for the exact purpose that he would die, that he would become the victim, that his warm, sacred heart would bleed because of the sins made by the cold hearts of all the Herods of the earth. So on this first Friday during Christmas time, be thankful, children, that even after all the bad things you and the rest of mankind has done, God was so gentle and merciful to send this innocent and sweet child to be born amongst us and to grow up to become our Savior. If God had wanted to, he could have abandoned every one of us. He could have left us to suffer here on earth and then punish us forever in hell. But because of his great love for us, he loved the world, even though the world didn't love him. He allowed this great first Christmas to happen, and the three wise kings who saw that this was the true Savior of the world, they brought him gifts. Bring yourself as a gift to our dear Lord, children. Receive the sacraments of his church very often so that you could more easily love him more and more every single day, because the colder the world gets and the more deeply attached to sin, the warmer should our hearts be, and the more firm should be our love towards dear Jesus, who was first such a great and sweet and innocent little baby, but who would grow up to become such a great, clement and merciful Savior of us and of the world. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.